So I'm going to show a PowerPoint, and quite a long time ago when PowerPoint started, somebody told me that PowerPoints are for people who have no power in their talk and no point to make. So with that in mind, I think it would be good if we start with prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray now that through this PowerPoint, you will inspire it with your Holy Spirit and bring power to it, and that you will make the points that you want to make in each of our hearts, that we might be more faithful to you. Ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So in the last four Sundays, we've been looking at the series of frontline talks, and we've covered all the difference in the world, or making a difference in the world, wherever we are, whatever we do, and whoever we are. And the key verse for this series has come from Peter's first letter to the churches, and I'm going to read it. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Those places were all in modern-day Turkey, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ, and sprinkled with his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. So Peter sets about by saying who he is writing to. And I want us to consider that a little bit more in this talk. Who are we? And then I'm going to close with who is God? So first of all, our position, our situation. Peter starts writing to believers to say, to God's elect exiles scattered throughout the provinces. So first of all, this word elect, which can be a difficult word, the idea of chosen. Well, does it mean that we have no sense of everything's fate, everything's destiny, God has already decided? Well, I think we have to balance that with the reading in John chapter 3, verse 16, which we're all familiar with. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. So Jesus didn't just die for one or two. He died for the whole world. And whoever believes in him has eternal life. So there is the sense in which God elects everyone. But we have the free will to choose whether to be elected or not. And because God is outside of time and space, he knows our choice. He has foreknowledge. And in that sense, Peter can speak about the elect and chosen, which we are as believers. The second word Peter uses is exiles. I wonder if you feel like you're an exile. When Jesus, just before his crucifixion, was with his disciples in the upper room, he prayed. And praying to God, he said, "They are not of the world, even as I am not of it." So as followers of Jesus, we live in the world, but we are not to be of the world. And in that sense, we are exiles. And the third word he uses is scattered. At the end of Matthew, Jesus' final words to his followers, he came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations." Jesus was saying, I have all authority in heaven and earth, therefore go to all nations and make disciples. Jesus sent his followers into all nations. And in Acts chapter 8, at the beginning of the church, when just after Stephen has been martyred in the first days of the church, we read, on that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and they were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. And later they went beyond Samaria into Turkey and onto Rome and so on, that we read about in the Acts. So the early church was scattered because of the persecution, and God used that persecution to spread the gospel. So Peter is writing to believers, and he's saying who they are. They are elect in God, they are exiles in the world, and they are scattered throughout. And Peter went on to say provinces. Well, I guess in our context, we could say we're scattered throughout the villages that we live in. But we can also use the word of this series, we are scattered throughout our front lines. So where are those front lines? First of all, they're in the people that we meet day by day. So the front line may be in our family, maybe our brothers and sisters, our parents, our children, our grandchildren. They can be our front line, the way we talk with them, the way we behave with them. With our friends, with our neighbours, at work with colleagues, and even with strangers that we may just meet in the shop or wherever. And this morning, if you were listening to Radio 4 at 7 o'clock on the Sunday programme, they talked about, I think it was, his name is Bobby Ball, who was a comedian, Cannon and Ball, and who died yesterday. And he was a Christian. And they played an excerpt that of an interview that he gave where he had said that he was in a show and he was in his dressing room. And the chaplain walked in and had a few words with him. And he was impressed by this chaplain and said afterwards, can I go for a drink with you? So after the show, they went for a drink. And Bobby Ball said that he realized this man had something that he wanted. And he asked to meet him again the next day. And the next day, through the chaplain, Bobby Ball became a Christian. And then later, a few years later, his partner, Cannon, also became a Christian. So that encounter on the front line, that chaplain just going into a dressing room, was the front line for him in meeting Bobby Ball and in them becoming a witness in the entertainment industry. But our front line is not just the people we meet, it's the way we live by faith in Jesus. So it's what we do with our time or the lack of time. Do we give our time to Jesus? What do we do with our money if we have money, or with our lack of money if we don't have money and our worry over it? Are we giving that to Jesus? That's a front line for us. Our work or lack of it, our health or lack of it, and there may be other things. So these are everyday things that each of us kind of face. They are our own front line, and we need to address those front lines in faith and trust in Jesus. So as God's elect exiles scattered throughout the front lines of our lives, how do we stay faithful and how do we grow as disciples of Jesus? In the early church, they faced persecution. They were on the front line. And the way they stayed faithful, we read about in Acts 2. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. That was to scripture, the reading of it and studying it and teaching from it. To fellowship, and that is sharing what God was doing in their lives day by day. So the new things that God was doing to encourage one another, to the breaking of bread, so to remembering Jesus and the Passover. And we'll be sharing and breaking bread together at the end of this service. But I think it was perhaps more than what we think of breaking of bread. It was sharing meals with one another, hospitality. And I know that's difficult for us at the moment in this current situation. And to prayer. So they prayed together. And we have opportunities to pray together. We have our monthly prayer meeting. And some of you may be joining the night prayer every evening at 9 o'clock on Zoom. Penny and I started doing this, I think, towards the beginning of it. And we've really been blessed by it. Just to take 10 or 15 minutes at the end of the day, 9 o'clock in the evening, just to come quiet before God. As Peter said at the beginning, to be still before God, to reflect on the day before going to bed. And it's been a real encouragement to us. And I would encourage you to join night prayer. You don't have to do it every evening. You can do it once a week or whatever you want. But it can be an opportunity to spend time in prayer together while we're on Zoom and while we can't meet together. And lastly, they continued to meet together. And of course, this is now going to be difficult for us. But we can meet on the internet. We can share. We can have our Sunday services. The services on a Tuesday and Thursday on Zoom. And in our house groups, we can meet in house groups and share in house groups. So we are encouraged, as were the early apostles, to meet together in order that we can stay faithful and in order in this difficult time we can grow and be disciples making disciples. Our reading today was from Hebrews, and the last verse of it is, therefore, brothers and sisters, so that's us, brothers and sisters, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart. Let us hold to the hope that we profess, our faith in Jesus. And let us consider how we may encourage one another towards love and good deeds. And that last bit is the kind of strap line of our church, of St. James. It was something that we decided several years ago was our verse. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works, that we stay faithful together and we disciple one another. So to summarise who we are, the disciples of Jesus are God's chosen people, elect. We are in the world, but not of the world, exiles. We are scattered in all nations. We heard from Pascal and Janet of their work in Senegal. Last week we heard from Ambu in Pakistan. We are scattered in all nations as the Church of God. We in St. James are scattered in our villages and in our work, but we are all together the body of Christ. And in that we are on the front line, in our words and in our actions. People are listening to us and they're looking at what we do. And we are to demonstrate our love towards God and our love towards our neighbour and each other. We are to be disciples of Jesus together. I want to finish with something which is a little bit different, but which struck me as I was preparing for this talk. And I think you'll see the link. If we go into the book of Genesis at the beginning, we read that God chose Abraham. But Abraham had free will. If you remember, God called him to leave his family and his land and go to the promised land. And Abraham was obedient and faithful. And in that sense, Abraham was elected. That is, God chose him and Abraham chose to be chosen. And Abraham and his descendants were to declare God's name to the nations. And God promised them a land, the promised land, the land of Canaan. And later in, first Abraham and then later with Joshua, after Moses, they entered into the promised land, into the land of Canaan, and they occupied it. But several times they were exiled. And they were exiled for turning away from God and not being faithful. And when they were unfaithful, God turned away from them and they were exiled. So they were elect, exiled, but eventually they come back into the land and Jesus is born in the promised land. And then in AD 70, after Jesus' death, the Romans destroyed the temple and Jerusalem, and the temple's never been rebuilt. And the people of Israel were scattered throughout the world. And that happened in AD 70. And in some ways, one can then kind of say, well, that's the end. That's the end of the nation of Israel. But God is faithful. In 1948, after more than 1,800 years of being scattered in the world, the United Nations declared Israel a nation. And the people of Israel are being gathered back by God into the physical promised land. So, elect, exiles, scattered, but now, through God's promises, being gathered back into their physical land. God is in control of history, and God is faithful and does keep his promises. At the end of Revelation, we read, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away." Just take that in. Heaven and earth had passed away, and it's a new heaven and a new earth. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God is now dwelling among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God." And the one on the throne said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. I am making everything new." The disciples of Jesus are elect. They're exiles. They're scattered. They're on the front line. But they're together in love. And the promise, which we can be sure of, is that we will be gathered new in Jesus. A new heaven and a new earth. God is in control of history. He is faithful. He will keep his promise. And in these difficult times, we can trust in him. Amen.
Amen.